67.
Okay, and the next one's even... Oh, I'm sorry.
Read it.
Authorize a contract with the lowest responsive bidder for construction of the sewer level remote telemetry monitoring demolition and installation for $512,700, project number E10516.
Okay. So Bill Ryan is joining us again. This ordinance would authorize a contract to remove old sewer monitoring equipment and install updated equipment at five different locations. This project will improve our ability to monitor levels and flow in the sewer system and will improve combined sewer overflow control. Bill?
Great. This one's even more fun because I can rarely say these six words in order without screwing one of them up. This is about sewer level remote telemetry system modifications.
There you go.
Did it right that time. The sewer level monitors are actual monitors that we have to measure flows, the height of flows in our sewer system across the city. We've actually got approximately 100 of these monitors just out in the sewer system, plus a lot more in our pump stations and treatment plants, but these are just out monitoring levels in the pipes. So we are required by the DEQ to manage our system in a manner that we can minimize overflows to the Willamette River and the Columbia Slough. And we do that through a series of pump stations and valves, gate valves, and different mechanisms where we can actually transfer sewage flows from one location to another. In order to do that, we have to know the low level of sewer in the pipes, and that's what these sewer level remote transmitters are all about. There are five of them that have been made unnecessary as a result of the work that we've done on the CSO system. If you recall, there were many outfalls that are no longer active outfalls at all, so we're taking out five SLRT or SLRTs, as we call them. There are three of them that have been in place and are necessary to keep in place that need to be reconstructed just to bring them up to modern standards, and two brand new ones we need to better manage our system. These range all across the city from Buckman Community to Concordia to Multnomah and the Northwest Industrial District, so they're all across the city. On the right-hand side of this picture, you see some of the older installations, the type that will more than likely be replaced. And on the left-hand side, you see the newer facilities, which we're trying to obtain facilities that can be graffiti can easily be removed from. If you approve of this contract, our expectation is that we will receive construction bids in September, about a month away, and actually be completed with the construction in June of 2016 for a cost of approximately $513,000.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay. Questions?
In looking at that list of neighborhoods, I'm assuming that it's not the outer neighborhoods because they've already got the newer equipment that doesn't need replacing yet.
It's actually primarily based on the fact that our combined sewer system is really the core third of our city area. It was the first part of our sewer system that was constructed.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Are there other? Is this the first of many, or the once we've done these, we're good?
There's a regular cycle that we go through. A lot of these are aging out. Some of them are as old as 15 or 20 years old and need to be replaced. We also are learning a lot about our system since we put the CSO system in place and are taking advantage of parts of our sewer that were actually constructed many years ago and were constructed larger than necessary. So we're finding opportunities for storage and redundancy through the use of these systems and find purposes for adding systems.
These are the only ones that need doing right now?
These are the only ones that need it now, yes.
No other questions? Anyone else want to speak? Thank you very much. This moves to second reading and 868.